Discussion keeps the world turning.
This is Roundtable.
You're listening to Roundtable. I'm He Young. The grand finale of Echoes of Kuliang has left us breathless, but the adventure isn't over yet. The 5-episode audio drama series has been stirring hearts and minds with its rich storytelling. Today, we're pulling back the curtain on the CGTN radio drama production. From character insights to unexpected bloopers, it's an insider's look at the creative process you won't want to miss. Now let's meet part of the cast who brought this epic saga to life, who you already know from Roundtable. Xingyu, Josh Cotterell, Yu Shun, and myself, well, hello guys, here we are talking about Echoes of Kuliang.
Woohoo! Hey everybody.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey!
Hey!
Yes, and so here we are, and I want to ask you guys what role you played. If not, I think our listeners would have already known if you've followed us this many days for this week. And how did you approach capturing the essence of the time period from the 1900s onwards and the character nuances in your performances? Xingyu, let's start with you.
I played the role of Guo Haiyan. So she is the eldest sister in the Guo family. Also, she spent her childhood with the protagonist Milton and also her younger brother Dashan.
And I am the adult Dashan, and I am a peer in a letter. So find me if possible.
And Yu Shun, your role is very critical with how the story develops. Yeah. Without that letter, the story would be broken. Mm. And Josh Cotterell, well, we've been working together in this story. And just tell us what kind of role that you played, Josh, for everybody to know.
Well, I played the role of Dr. Edward Smith. Ooh. And yes, we had to interact quite a few times in the recording of this show, didn't we? Yeah.
Yes, and I played the English teacher May.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really fascinating that after listening to everybody in this audio drama, I see a different dimension of everyone. And also, Dr. Edward Smith, I think, yes, what a charming, charming gentleman.
It's not so much different to what you're used to.
Very different. So yes, were there like challenging moments, or how did you get yourself familiarized and sort of into the shoes of the particular character you played?
I think for me, the most challenging part is to, you know, express the emotions of a character solely from your voice. So I think that's quite different from what we do usually, because voice acting is a completely new thing for me. So this is my first time. And also what kind of I found was easier for me was that the character of Haiyan, she's kind, she's warm-hearted, she's caring. So to some extent, I would say I share something in common in terms of personality, perhaps. So that's the easy part. But the most challenging part that I remember is the part where she sings a Fuzhou dialect, a nursery rhyme. Wow. In Chinese, it's Yue Guang Guang. I think that part is crucial because it somehow shows the regional features of that region called Kuliang. And also, the whole radio drama involves several Fuzhou dialect, including like Bing'an, Guhyong, things like that. So I think it really presents the local characteristics.
This character is perfect for you. Maybe our listeners don't really, you know, familiarize with Xingyu, but Xingyu is actually a diva in singing, you know? So
No. Yeah. Oh, don't say that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did you guys go to KTV without me? I'm not making any accusations. No.
Okay.
But also, I agree with you. I think I can see exactly why Xingyu is casted for Guo Haiyan, because there's a certain sweetness in her voice, and I think certainly, if you follow Haiyan's story, you'll see how devoted she is, and how selfless she is, and how she evolves as a character. And I just think Xingyu is the perfect person, the only person who can really make Haiyan sort of leap into life. And also this morning when I checked our show's email box. Already we're getting rave reviews for the whole radio audio drama production, but also some personal emails saying how much they enjoy Haiyan's performance. And guess who is the voice behind her? And ta-da! Yeah, so it was just really fascinating to hear that, you know, to hear Haiyan, also known as AKA Xingyu. In that case, then, Josh, what was the more challenging parts of bringing your role as Dr. Edward Smith into life?
Well, I think, of course, it's a radio drama, right? And without visual stimulus, it's quite difficult to portray certain emotions, or you just have to do it in a very different way. And without giving too much of the story away, if you haven't listened, my character has very strong feelings for somebody, right? And begins to fall in love. And, you know, I personally believe that when somebody falls in love, a lot of things are quite unspoken, actually. It can be with facial expressions or mannerisms or interactions or, you know, gazing from afar, etc., right? But in this drama, you have to do that just with audio. So you really have to use your imagination to engage the audience with the way you speak, but also yourself to sort of get in the moment, and also to sort of you know, navigate this feeling was also quite challenging for me, because I had to be sort of awkward, and you know, we weren't sure whether I should be awkward and funny or just head over heels in love, or you know, this stereotypical doctor from the UK just bumbling around Kuliang. But either way, it was quite challenging, I think, but I think we did an okay job in the end.
And that somebody is just sitting right here in the studio.
Oh, don't go give away too much. I think it's pretty obvious.
But that was also, that was the least challenging part, because I found that quite hilarious.
Well, Josh, I thought it was such a fun process in trying to figure out, you know, what personality your character should have. And of course, the producers, director, and you know, the people sort of pulling the strings, they have their idea. And then us as actors, maybe you have your own sort of understanding of what your character should be. And also, should it be funny, haha, or funny, or whatnot? You know, there's just so much design that goes into these characters. And it was great fun to sort of explore all that with you, Josh. And we appear in episode 2. And also, this morning when I was listening to episode 2, there was this really dramatic scene. I don't think I'm giving away too much, that somebody's life is in jeopardy. And then Haiyan plays a role in that. And I just love the way that you guys not only saying the lines, but making these small noises. And I'm sure all of you concur that during the recording process, it can be awkward.
Really awkward.
And you're like,
don't say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But after post-production, it's amazing. Mm. Every single little noise, however swift or long, it's in the right place. And it really helps you to sort of understand the setting, the exact moment and everything. So I thought the post-production was really cool in providing the necessary and appropriate soundscape.
And also, I think the guidance of all these directors are very important, because they need to let you know, the whole environment and the entire historical background to make you understand what is happening. Mm. So, you know, when I was recording, I found out that I was portraying adult Dashan, of course, and the director's first instruction was about the character's, you know, upbringing environment. Because I grew up in the mountains in a rural area. So the voice may need to carry a bit of, you know, simplicity and directness and giving a sense of bravery. And also the director asked me to add some very passionate and enthusiastic feelings, because the whole scene was happening during the May 4th movement. So yeah, the whole experience was not that long, but it's quite interesting, because you need to get yourself into that kind of environment to, you know, make the whole story sound real.
Yes. So with that English teacher, May, that I played, it was interesting sort of talking to the director and producers about how they picked out like everybody for their respective roles. And apparently I was cast as an independent female voice, but they didn't know specifically per se, I suppose, at the time. But the director and producers weren't looking for a typical sweet girlish voice. They wanted somebody, well, maybe this is me reading too much into it, who embodied the spirit of a female trailblazer from her time, the early 1910s. And so she's educated and she's a teacher and she's traveled all the way from the U.S. to Kuliang, which is near today's Guangzhou City, to teach English, to impart knowledge. And so therefore, yes, she's a female trailblazer for her time, but yet not too modern. So I had to sort of find the perfect balance of striking just the right tone. And, you know, given that it's not like a huge role, you only appear for X amount of minutes. But, I mean, I find it to be really interesting and also rewarding to sort of try to get into a backstory of your character so that, well, it helps me. But I would think for most people, it's similar, just so that you understand your character a little bit better. And it helps you to sort of discover their path, even if the path is already charted on paper.
Yeah. And also, I think the character of May is an inspiring role for Haiyan.
We had some scenes together.
Scenes together. And also as a female teenager, I think Haiyan, she is not so sure, especially at that time in rural areas. We have this issue of education inequality and gender disparity in that region. And I think she was carefully asking whether she can too go to school together with Milton and Dashan, and she wasn't so sure that she has the qualification or she deserves to receive education. But I think May really set a very good example for Haiyan. You know, females can also become a teacher and they can receive education. So yeah, that's also a turning point for Haiyan's character, I think.
Yes, education knows no gender. I really enjoyed that line. And when you check out episode 2, there is this very charismatic, and I wouldn't say typical, British gentleman of Dr. Edward Smith. And I wonder if you've listened to the final product yet, Josh. Yeah, I thought, you know, there's this kind of nervousness and also charisma that's naturally exuded, but, you know, it's just so unintentional, but very captivating. And I really enjoyed that, especially because I was also there to see how the magic was done. And I would just say that the final product is something that you might be pleasantly surprised, Josh.
Yeah. Well, I'm very looking forward to listening to it, and I've actually saved some time today to listen to it. And thanks very much. I think that's actually what I was going for, was sort of awkward and nervous. And I guess I was probably cast very well. So credit to whoever made that decision to cast me as the awkward Englishman. It was a pretty easy role to play.
But also you're very empathetic as, well, also a doctor who's, you know, healing patients and taking all patients in, treating them equally. And I thought that was a really neat scene. And already we're getting reviews saying that they wish they could have experienced a little bit more of how the love story between the couple sort of developed. Like one of the comments was like, this is happening way too fast. Okay, well, I mean, thanks for sending in a comment, but this is definitely one of those really fun projects. So what distinguishes the experience of acting in an audio drama from participating as a radio panelist on Roundtable?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, just being a panelist is more about engaging in conversation and discussion and speaking naturally. But in an audio drama, it's totally different. It's like you need to act. So you need to get into that character and play another role. It's not you anymore. It's May, or it's Haiyan. Yeah, it's Dashan. But I think, and it's Edward Smith, right? So I think that's what makes audio drama so interesting, because it gives you the opportunity to experience another person's story and life within this story, of course, and I'm quite enjoying it, you know, you know, being another person in this story and, you know, interact with another character, and you can actually experience what happened maybe hundreds of years ago.
And it's not your first time, right, acting in a radio drama. We know.
Yeah.
You had a masterpiece.
Yes, there is another really wonderful radio slash audio drama that Yushun has taken part in. What is it called again?
It's called A Panorama of Mountains and Rivers.
Right. And you play Wang Ximeng, which is, you know, such a famous, also very youthful, almost like protege of a painter in Chinese history. And then, yes, he painted his masterpiece when he was only 18.
So Yushun is an experienced voice actor.
I wouldn't say that, but I quite enjoy it. And the whole experience, I would say it's a quite amusing experience. And we can have so much fun and learn a lot from recording all of these, no matter it's about history or acting skills.
Yes, indeed.
And yeah.
Yeah. Josh, so as a roundtable regular, how do you find it different being in a audio drama? And also, I know you've had plenty of experience working on all kinds of audio projects. So, yeah, curious to hear what you have to say here.
Well, I guess that it's different because on roundtable, we've got more of a flow, I feel, or more of a natural flow, or it's easier to have that flow because the premise of our show, right, is that it's a conversation, right? And sure, you know, we research beforehand and we prepare for the conversation, etc., but it's still a conversation. Whereas this is, you know, obviously we have to go into a room sometimes individually, right? And we have to sort of put the pieces together. I mean, the directors and the editors do that, but I guess from the perspective of the performer, that's very different. And again, you have to really sort of execute it at the right moment. And for me, it felt much closer to when I perform on stage, like when I sing or play guitar or something like that. It felt much more like, you know, because you can't really mess up in that moment. You can go back a few times, but you got to keep it rolling, right?
Yes, and it was a wonderful experience, or also a chance to stretch your creative muscles in exciting ways. That's what I really enjoyed. But also I realized, because these characters, they have their destinies predisposed. And then, you know, what we do, though, is like you are living the actor's life. Does that make any sense? You're the protagonist of your own life, of your person on roundtable. But, you know, when you're acting somebody else's script, of course, there's a certain restraining aspect to that, but also there's a chance for you to act creatively at the same time. So quite different, but very enjoyable. And this audio story promotes themes of friendship and peace, and it takes the time span of a century. So how do you guys think these themes resonate with audiences today, and what message do you hope listeners take away from this audio drama?
Yeah, I think the themes of friendship and peace, they are universal and they're timeless, especially in the times when we are faced with global geopolitical and economic uncertainties. This touching and heartwarming stories come as more valuable than ever. And I hope that our listeners can carry on the spirit of Ku Liang, probably presented in this radio drama, that friendship between people on Earth, no matter what cultural background they're from or no matter what language they speak, this friendship, the connection they fostered, can last forever. And this is, I think, what many of our listeners and audiences need.
Yeah, I think on top of all of those things, I think the environment in which this story is set is quite interesting, and it's almost like its own world. And I think a lot of really successful dramas that have been released on TV predominantly as TV series often create this own world, this sort of universe. And I think that this drama has done that very well, right? And when you listen to it, you sort of feel like you're there, like it's small enough to sort of feel like you're involved, but big enough also, and interesting enough, and in a different time period to be interesting.
Yushun, what do you want our listeners to go away after listening to this radio drama, and you know, that will stay with them?
I feel that this story beautifully portrays the scene of global harmony among people, and the trust and friendship between people are just so genuine and kind. And I believe the majority of the people actually yearn for a peaceful, harmonious, and friendly life and interaction. And I think the story of Ku Liang is just a small reflection of our modern society.
Mm-hmm. I had the privilege to interview the scriptwriter and creative mastermind behind the audio drama, Lu Chang, and she shared a heartfelt perspective. She explained that on a personal level, experiencing genuine friendship and care during childhood instills courage, hope, and love that endure throughout life. And on a broader scale, the production serves as a call for peace. War tears families and friends apart, often permanently. As the character's journey in the drama illustrates, the longing for peace, particularly in a turbulent world, underscores the importance of advocating for peace. And it cannot be taken for granted. It's a necessity that requires each of us to be advocates, ambassadors, and activists. Today marks a special show dedicated to you, the passionate souls who have made our epic audio drama series Echoes of Ku Liang a resounding success. After this quite remarkable audio journey, I'm sure Yu Shun here with us have something special to share. I mean, it is a time to pause and celebrate.
Yes, of course. I think, you know, this whole story is just like a lot of our, you know, listeners are saying, is we are touched by it, and we like that the feeling of the whole friendship and harmony that around us, and we wish that these things will go forever.
Oh yes, and I have this epiphany that is, you know, the audio series reminds us of the importance of empathy, understanding, and bridge building across cultures. And this genuine friendship can transcend boundaries as well as time. After listening to everything, your overwhelming generosity has filled our inboxes and comment sections across different platforms with kind words that touch our hearts deeply. And we'd like to share with you a few of them. So here are two voice memos from lovely listeners who have indeed enjoyed this audio series.
Thrilled to listen to the very first episode of Echoes of Ku Liang. The gripping opening makes me wonder what exactly happened in Ku Liang in 1900. As the show keeps going, the whole story becomes clear. Love, peace, and friendship, more than two families, but two countries. In my point of view, the most impressive part in episode 1, Encounter, is the scene where Mr. and Mrs. Guo declined to take the valuable vases from the gardeners. As Guo Fushen said, he just did the right thing and anyone here would have done the same. Mr. and Mrs. Guo set a good example of kindness and bravery of Chinese people. It reminds me of an old Chinese saying, come to the rescue of those who are in trouble. Plus, the most important thing is expect nothing in return. In this episode, my favorite character is Hai Yan, a strong girl with kindness. She's a trusted friend and protector of her two little brothers. She is just like my elder sister, who's a guardian of my childhood. Wish more stories about her in the coming episodes. Thanks.
Hello everyone, my name is Wang Qingyu, a fan of CGTN Radio. I like the latest radio series Echoes of Ku Liang. In episode 2, one of the clips captivates me. Milton, Da Shan, and Hai Yan started school and their teacher Mei taught them an English poem by William Shakespeare. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? We know that it is in the summer of 1900 that the gardeners were saved by the Guo family in a place called Ku Liang in China. 1 year later, the gardeners came back to see and appreciate the Guo family. Since then, the Gardeners lived in Kuliang and set up a friendship with the Guo family. And their children, Milton, Dashan, and Hai Yan, started school in the summer of 1907. During the early years of childhood, they had thrilling adventures together and cherished the friendship forever. I think the poem, Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day, corresponds with the time they have met and shared. After that, the children recited a Chinese poem by Li Bai called Thoughts in the Still of the Night. The poem described Li Bai's longing for his hometown. On the one hand, although Milton was born in California, he thought of Kuliang where he spent cherished years as his hometown. The poem corresponds with the theme of the hometown Kuliang. It will stir up the homesickness of the listeners. On the other hand, from the recitation of Li Bai's poem by the child, we can also see their love for traditional Chinese culture. In a word, I was totally touched and moved and resonated with this clip. Thank you.
Those are voices from our listeners Wang Zhengming and Wang Qingyu. And Zhengming, I have to say, thank you so much for your detailed chronicle reviews of every episode. It's truly an honor to receive them and to know that you included and so many others have given us this amount of attention. That is really great. Thank you very much. And Yushun, you have picked out another email from a roundtable listener and read it out, please.
Yes. So this email is from Fei Yan, who's living in Australia. So her email goes like this. I just finished listening to the Echoes of Kuliang last week, and I was deeply moved. I even cried when I heard the Hai Yan and Dashan's fate in the last episode. Now I am living alone in Australia, and actually I have experienced a few tough things in my life, but the series was very uplifting and strengthened me. Although it is not satisfactory in terms of my love and affection so far, I have the best and perfect friendship. I totally understand their friendship in their series. Finally, I recognized Dr. Edward was the voice of Josh and David Guo was the voice of Lai Ming because I am a big fan of their British accents. However, it was a bit unfortunate that I didn't spot He Yang's voice. I also love listening to her energetic voice every morning. Many thanks to all the hosts of Roundtable China. I will keep listening to your podcast every day and wish you all the best. Regards and thanks, Fei. Well, thank you, Fei. And about He Yang's character, I think now you can find out the one, you know, that has some special connection with Josh in the audio drama.
Well, but, yeah, just listen up on today's show. We're giving away the clues.
Yes, and I actually feel the same. You know, sometimes people's emotions are just so unconditional, you know, whether it's about friendship or family love or romantic love. This is well reflected in the story of Echoes of Kuliang, where, you know, the sincerity and honesty and harmony of everyone's feelings towards each other are just portrayed so vividly.
Oh, yes. And to our cherished listener living abroad, we understand that being away from your guxiang could be challenging, and we care about you and value you as a listener. Thank you for being part of our radio family. And there is another email I'd like to share with you, and this is from Carol 1060727, and thank you for sending in so many emails for after every episode as well. So here it goes. Dear Roundtable team, I've just listened to the first episode of your marvelous radio drama Echoes of Kuliang, and I really enjoy it. It's so wonderfully made, and I don't want to miss a single second. And here's another email from Carol. I just finished the final chapter of your amazing radio drama. Thank you all for presenting such a heartwarming and educational series. You truly devoted yourselves to making the drama, and your voices are highly recognized. I can recognize them easily, and you did great. And the email goes on, but I just want to say a sincere thank you to Carol and all of you who've written in long emails, and there's only so much time we can devote to reading out them on air. And there are other platforms such as Weibo and Xiaoyuzhou,
yes,
where we've received many comments as well. And Yu Shun, you will read out a few more?
Yes, I saw one on Weibo whose name is Cha Wu Ciren 11, who is from Beijing. He said, subtitled animations are very enjoyable and also great materials for learning English listening. I hope for the complete animation version of Echoes of Kulian. And yes, that's right, Echoes of Kulian now also has an animated version and giving us a more, I think, vivid and adorable presentation. So yeah, check it out and follow CGTN Radio's Weibo and video channel on WeChat, 英语超声波, to get more content.
Oh, right. Yes, the style of animation is really cute. I think it's kind of in a cartoon style. Yeah, and if you're not completely satisfied or you want more, so there's the visual presentation of this audio drama too.
Yes, and another one on Xiaoyu Zhou, whose name is Fen OR4P from Jiangsu. She said, thanks, and I really like the story, and the story is very useful for practicing listening. Can we have some more stories like this?
Ah, well, it's actually a lot of organizing and a lot of work that goes behind producing a radio drama like this. Well, if you want more, I mean, that's definitely great news. And we'll see if we can. I'm sure we will in the future, but you'll probably need to follow our official account to see when the next mega production is aired.
Yes, and many people have expressed their love for the form of radio drama, for the theme song, and they were deeply moved. And of course, we feel the same. And this is a project that, you know, just dedicated by a lot of people, a lot of team members.
Yes, indeed. And I can't remember whether we've mentioned this already, but there is a director and there are, you know, just a completely, you know, behind the scenes team who makes sure that this project can flow nicely. So, yeah, I think the director plays a pretty important role in all of this as well. And your words have touched us and inspired us to reach new heights. So we're here today responding to your messages and express our appreciation. And we want to extend our deepest thanks to you all. Your feedback and participation have been the guiding light of our creative endeavors. And everyone whose name is mentioned on today's show is eligible for a special gift. Woo-hoo. So, yeah, and be sure to keep an eye on your phone notifications and mail in the coming days. Once again, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you to devoting attention to us. Thank you for your emails, comments, and unwavering support. Let's keep the momentum going and continue to make magic together. With that, we come to the end of today's show. A huge thank you to Xingyu, Yu Shun, and Josh Cotterell for your incredible contributions to the audio drama and for sharing your invaluable insights with us. I'm He Yang. Until next time, take care and keep listening to Roundtable. Well.